Smokey Robinson and his miracles. And you were saying in betwixt the tunes there, Jessica, that you'd had a chance to have a look at the Fabulous Gatepost.
I have, yes.
Very, very impressed, as I knew you would be, because, of course, when it's put together, the co-founder, Sarah Heseltine, it's obviously going to be a magical event, yes. etc. Isn't that right, Sarah Heseltine?
Good morning, good morning. Thank you very much for having me on this morning. Actually, can I just say it is our first radio interview, so this is a big moment for the Gatepost.
That's fantastic. And they said it couldn't get together. We knew from the moment William said, well, happy birthday, William, by the way. We've been having special birthday celebrations of William because it is his birthday today, Sarah.
Well, happy birthday to William. I will be ringing him later. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, well, there we are. We'd hate to, after he sort of put the whole thing through and said, you know, Sarah, must go on the whole thing. We'd have one or two sort of slight false starts, but et cetera. We thought, no, we will get that sorted today.
Oh, well, thank you for persevering. It's lovely to be here.
We'll be finding out about the Gatepost, what the genius idea and concept behind it is, how it's been put together, a little bit of other background to that with obviously yourself and Harriet Ruddy, who we're speaking to also in the second part of the programme. But as I look at the time, as we approach the hour of 9 a.m, that means it's time for those wonderful people from IRN at the Sky News Centre to pretty much start doing their business, sir. So if you'd be kind enough to actually stay online, we'll take those 2 minutes of news from the Sky News Centre for Siren 107.3 FM. And then be back with you before you realise we've even gone in a kind of time-travelling way.
Okay.
Of cloud, but with a few bright spells. One of them, of course, is Sarah from the Gatepost. nice little work through that. And, of course, your good self as well, Jessica. Jessica, we're currently looking at the Facebook page of the Gatepost, and we're seeing, obviously, a whole range of wonderful activities. Perhaps we should actually find out from Sarah what the idea of the Gatepost is all about.
Well, Jessica, don't forget to like our page because then you'll be able to get all our updates straight onto your timeline. Little plug there. Well, the Gatepost is all about inspiration. So it is the indispensable guide for inspiration, whether it's products or interviews. We really want to find the best of the best and share it with all our sort of fellow equestrians.
And yet, interesting enough, I mean, we were talking earlier with Emma and clearly with Jessica, we were thinking about, you know, you don't necessarily have to have I mean, obviously it helps if you've got passion for horses and such like, but you can, there are lots of other exciting things there. I mean, I cite really the Burley International Horse Trials as a classic case where you can actually just do retail therapy. You know,
exactly,
the whole range of things that are coming through there. We're just working. I was sharing my experience, Sarah, with Jessica about how I'd effectively had relatively little interest in horses, still around about 10 or 11 years ago. And then suddenly there's a whole new world that's opened up. So we'll share that and probably sort of bring Jessica along to one of these events.
But the whole equestrian lifestyle is so exciting, and it covers a whole myriad of sports and disciplines. And it doesn't, you know, you can be a complete armchair enthusiast and still love the whole thing. And, you know, you don't have to have a horse. And so by going to speak to these lovely riders who have all been so supportive, it's just lovely, you know, just so interesting to find out about their inspirations and the best bit of advice they've been given. Because we're all aspiring to something, whether it's equestrianism or not. But, you know, how people have started and, you know, a lot of the riders are not sort of grown up with horses all their life, you know, not at all. Some people, you know, never sat on a horse until they were however old and have come from a council estate but have wanted to work with horses and actually have made it all by themselves. So, you know, it's a really diverse and interesting world, and it's got a bit of a stereotype which isn't always right.
And speaking, obviously, of our time at the Burley International Horse Trials.
Hello, this is Claire Balding, and you're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren FM.
I thought we needed to squeeze it in there in some way.
Oh, that's brilliant! That's brilliant. Well, Claire is very much on our hit list with her new book that she's written. So we were really hoping that we will be able to speak to Claire at some point. So that was a very good little drop in there.
Sure that these things, it's called production, Sarah. That's the, you know, I've been waiting for a long time, but really just sort of seating the thing through. Share with us your own little life journey, because this is quite an interesting life. And bless her, Sarah was just getting the hang of this social networking, facing, etc. I thought it was, she's just not returning my messages. And now, you know, this morning she sends me a message at literally 5 to 7 in the morning.
Oh, so it's
fantastic. So who are the names of the co-presenters? I don't know.
I'm completely hooked. And it is a huge learning curve. It's quite tricky when I'm permanently telling my children to get off their computers, and they sort of say, well, Mummy, are you tweeting? Are you on Facebook at the moment? And that is definitely becoming a problem, because I'm now working, and of course working from home when it involves Twitter and Facebook can't possibly be true. But yeah, no, it is. It's a huge learning curve. I mean, I've taken the last decade off to be a mummy. Always loved horses, and sort of fell about this idea, meeting Harriet at Pony Club Camp with our children in 2011, and sort of toyed with lots of different ideas. And actually now this is both our passions. I mean, we are both sort of very amateur riders, but it's the whole inspiration that sort of got us to where we are today. And thank goodness we're learning social media, because actually our children are on it. Well, mine aren't quite, but they want to be on it. And thank goodness we're learning about it.
I see you've even got a Pin of the Week award, really, in terms of the system. Pin of the Week back on September 17th comes from Sarah's board. If you haven't visited the pin boards on Pinterest before, of course, you can actually see a whole range of boards there with Pinterest and things.
Well, that's sort of where it started, actually. We've both become completely addicted to Pinterest, and all the sort of daydreaming and sort of, you know, wishful thinking when the lottery ticket came in. And actually, you know, it's good to have a bit of time out and have a cup of coffee and dream at lovely pictures and barns and arenas. And so actually the Pinterest side is a big part. And it's, you know, really popular, and it's just a good bit of time out.
We would be remiss in our royal duties if we didn't also add...
Hi, I'm Zara Phillips, and this is the Midweek Drive on Siren FM.
Sorry, it just gives us an opportunity to actually sort of have a whole line of these sort
I'm
of
I'm so impressed, but I did tell you this was my first radio
interview. It's just important. We thought, when I spoke to Zara, I thought you will obviously give a special mention. We obviously work you on the gatepost one. We'll get that sorted through, really, so it's excellent stuff. Any other little questions you'd like to put to Sarah? Jessica?
In terms of the gatepost, what gave you the ideas to set it up like that? It's very well presented, I must say.
Oh, well, our designers will be very happy to hear that.
Yes.
Well, we really wanted to set it up to pull it all together. So we really wanted a collection, and we wanted to be able to curate the things that we love and put them all together. And so the word gatepost is a bit of a sort of pun on the posting of a blog. And, you know, really, every day is growing, every week is growing, and we're sort of both still pinching ourselves that, you know, we're loving what we do, and it seems to be quite well received.
Yes, you guys seem very, very positive.
I feel as though it's the start of a wonderful sort of experience for all sorts of things. And, and clearly the gatepost will be covering, doubtless, the Horse of the Year show, or Hoys, as it's referred to in the health system.
Yeah. We will be at Hoys next week. Yeah, we've got a great interview lined up next week. I'm afraid you'll have to come back on to the site to see who it is. But a really lovely interview for next week. And, Hoys is very special. I haven't been since I was a really little girl. And I'm going for work, but I'm also going to see if I can take my daughter, because... it would be a great outing for her to see it all.
And I'm sure we could also be talking about the Countryside Live event, and indeed the other sort of exciting things, actually. So lots of things happening from that point of view. We're going to be speaking, hopefully, to Harriet Ruddy in a few seconds from now. Then, of course, we will be wishing William Sitwell live on air a happy birthday. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this, your debut, Sarah Heseltine?
I've loved it. It's really kind of you to have us. And, you know, you'll love talking to Harriet. And thank you again. It's been a real pleasure.
So I take it then, Sarah, you will return?
I will return, absolutely. Yay. Maybe not with such a sore throat, because suffering. But yeah, we'd love to. We'd love to return.
It's the Sarah Heseltine husky effect, basically.
Great.
Which leads us to the creation of the gatepost, and as we've just heard from Sarah Heseltine, it would be only right for us to actually continue with our ace journalistic contributory duties to actually go to the co-creator and co-founder of the gatepost, as mentioned there in hushed tones, I think it's fair to say. Wasn't that? It's really hushed tones, I think, Jessica. It is Harriet Ruddy. Harriet, good morning, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, well, we're very well. We're delighted to connect with your good self. Presumably, you caught part of Sarah's interview. She didn't say anything untoward. She was a bit worried that she saw all sorts of outrageous things. We don't know, but still. All is well. So is it true? You're not going to deny everything, saying, no, I recall it completely differently. We set up the gatepost at a completely different line from that perspective. Nothing to do with that.
No, I have to say that she's absolutely spot on. It was very much us sitting at Pony Club one day. And our obsession with Pinterest.
There you are. So Pony Club and Pinterest, the double P.
Pony Club and Pinterest got us together.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We were covering recently one of the... I mean, Pony Club has obviously got its own whole infrastructure of communications, etc. But we were talking up in Scarborough about an event that was set up at the Patrington Hall sort of area, Patrington Yard. They were looking to say, making sure that these events are still fun. Is the fun still in the Pony Club from your own point of view, Harriet?
Well, from my point of view, I do have pretty young kids, and that my eldest is only 7. So the Pony Club is a pretty new venture for us. But I grew up in the Pony Club in Wales, the Tyneside Pony Club, which I think is still running. And it's just, for us and for me now, it's a great way to get your kids, you know, enjoying going out with other kids, doing different bits and pieces. You get to meet other mothers, you know, with similar interests, with kids the same age. And as a result, my children have, you know, their school friends and also kind of a lovely array of Pony Club friends. And it provides great activities at the weekends. And no, it's working really well for us. I'm a big fan of the Pony Club.
One of the things I was just, I mean, I'm not speaking to somebody who's got any experience of this whatsoever. It's just sort of the vibe that we've actually heard from that point of view. Sometimes parents get a little bit over competitive and they effectively sort of insist that if they have more than 3 foot, that's it, they might as well end. They're jumping around, there's all sorts of other issues from that point of view. Is that creeping in, the kind of soccer dads and sort of line where people are sort of competitive parents?
I think, to be fair, in the horse world, it's always been there. And yes. I think whatever sport you get into, there's always going to be that element of very competitive parents. Yeah. And, you know, you have to take a deep breath and let those people get on with it. And you just, you know, keep it on your own track and do what works for your kids.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Jessica, thoughts and questions for yourself?
Harriet.
Yes.
Have you, with the gatepost... Have you ever thought of like having maybe like a children's kind of section or like trying to
junior gatepost?
Yes.
Well, I think, I mean, it's definitely the lovely thing about the gatepost is there are so many kind of opportunities and avenues that we can explore. As it's still pretty new, we're still exploring some of the, you know, other areas at the moment. But before Pony Club Camp in the summer, we did do a kids feature. And so it definitely would be something that we'll look into. I'd love to do that because, you know, children and growing up through with horses is such an important part of, you know, carry on with horses. That it's really important to keep their interests up.
Looking at the headline, obviously, from thegatepost.com. Welcome to thegatepost.com, your indispensable guide for equestrian inspirations. The sport, the people, and the all-important gear. It is a continually evolving, carefully curated and trusted collection of the best of the equestrian world. Enjoy, and thank you for visiting us. Which is wonderful. So, I mean, you've really got everything you might, including, as I say, the horse just bumping into the whole thing, a wonderful shot on the front cover of a kind of x-ray of the gut of a horse. Oh, amazing. Yes. Who would have thought it? That
gut
feeling.
Well, that was our blog this week. Yes, exactly. That was our blog this week from Protexin. Just about, I mean, I think the whole ethos behind the gatepost is there's so much choice out there in the equestrian world. I think with, you know, like all sports, that we really wanted to hone down and find stuff that worked for us and other people really swore by, because quite often, especially if you are new to the sport or you're not a professional, you don't quite know which product you should be buying or which person you should be talking to or which farrier you should be having. So that was the kind of the idea behind it, to really pull it all in together so that when you visit the gatepost, you know that what you see on there really works and possibly does a bit more.
I've always said we could actually do with more farriers in terms of actually students just fitting their sort of horseshoes on properly and doing that more effectively. It's a whole new art in the whole system, really. And sometimes they just jump.
Really
it's amazing. You know, there we are. I've got a feature on Claire Lomas as well, fresh from a busy weekend at Blenheim Palace International. Do you get about to all these events as well? Is it a case of, well, they know when Harriet and Sarah are on the case because, you know, the there are sort of gradual sort of joys and yelps of delight from...
They run in the other direction.
Well, I'm too far.
No, we get to as many as we possibly can between the two of us. But it is a case of juggling home life with work life. So we get to what we can. And otherwise, people have been incredibly kind about talking to us over the phone or sending us questions.
Well,
so it's a mixture of everything.
That's it. Well, hopefully this is again the start of a semi-regular series of equestrian delights as well. So we're heading off to the gentleman who's responsible for, indeed, certainly Sarah, and indirectly, obviously, yourself, coming onto the show. That's William Sitwell. We're joining up with him in a few moments' time. But have you had a first-time okay or reasonably link... I'll get the words in the right order before too long. Have you enjoyed your debut on the show today, Harriet?
Have I enjoyed it?
Yes. Has it been okay for
you?
Yes,
loved it. And you're extremely kind to have had us on the show, so thank you very, very much indeed.
Did you have the lovely people?
Very, very nice.
Very good. So what's the next question we need to put to Harriet, Jessica?
Will we be hearing from you?
Yeah. Will you come back? Will you join us again on the show sometime?
We'd love to. We'd really love to. And thank you very much for being so kind to us on our debut
it's not been black tie as such, but you know, it's very good. So there we are, the gatepost.com, and of course it's GAIT, in case you're wondering, as in gate, as in walk, as pun, etc. Don't go for you could go anywhere if you do that sort of thing, but there we are, the gatepost.com. fantastic stuff, Harriet, and of course Sarah as well. Many thanks indeed. Time for Deacon Blue.
Thank you.